Happy Thanksgiving. This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, November 24th. There will be a small chance of rain on Thursday, but the temperatures will remain pleasant, compared to previous cold days anyway. According to the National Weather Service, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 52 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area on Thursday. There will be a 20% chance of rain before 1 p.m. On Thursday night, it'll be partly cloudy, with a low of around 29 degrees. Let's take a brief look at the origins of Thanksgiving in Iowa, thanks to a Gazette Time Machine article by Diane Langton. According to the article, Iowa's first territorial Thanksgiving is generally believed to have been proclaimed by Governor Robert Lucas, who served from 1838 to 1841. The holiday celebration was common in New England, and settlers who came west were believed to have continued the tradition. But the first recorded gubernatorial proclamation of the celebration came from Iowa's second territorial governor, John Chambers of Kentucky, who was appointed in 1841. Chambers' Thanksgiving proclamation, signed into the territorial office in Burlington at the requests of many of my fellow citizens, declared December 12, 1844, as a day of Thanksgiving. The day Iowa became the Union's 29th state, December 28th of 1846, Ansel Briggs, elected the state's first governor on December 2nd, gave his inaugural address. The following November, Briggs signed his first Thanksgiving proclamation, setting aside Thursday, November 25th of 1847, as a day for giving thanks. Back to the present, COVID numbers are on the rise again in Iowa, just in time for holiday travel. The state added 2,302 positive cases this week, the highest weekly total in more than 2 months. Last week, the new positive case count was 1,980. Hospitalizations from the virus increased by 26% in the past week, after decreasing by 24% the week prior. The number of hospitalized patients increased from 137 to 172. These hospitalization numbers are still relatively low compared to the overall history of the virus. COVID is now just one of many viruses causing crowding at area hospitals. In fact, hospitals across the United States are overwhelmed. The combination of a swarm of respiratory illnesses, RSV, coronavirus, and the flu, staffing shortages, and nursing home closures has sparked the state of distress visited upon the already overburdened healthcare system, and experts believe the problem will get worse in the coming months. So get vaccinated for the viruses if you can, wash your hands, and cross your fingers. Ending with some happier news, Marian arborist Mike Simprich has won a national award for derecho recovery efforts. City arborist Mike Simprich got an email last week announcing he was the recipient of the Merrill Changing Nature of Work Award. He was chosen as the inaugural recipient of the award from the National Recreation and Park Association. The award recognizes an individual or team who has responded to natural disasters with a spirit of teamwork, community, and perseverance to clean up, rebuild, and advance the resilience and well-being of their community. It comes with $10,000 to go toward a project. Simprich told the Gazette it would go toward tree replanting in some way, whether that's obtaining more staff or equipment, or the actual tree planting itself. Marion lost over 40% of its public tree canopy in the August 2020 derecho. Simprich was integral in leading the response. Enjoy the holiday, everyone.